Deserts, A True Book by Darlene R. Stille. What is a desert? Is a desert a hot place with nothing but sand? A few deserts are like this, but most are not. You may be surprised to learn that some deserts are very cold. So what exactly is a desert? A desert is a place that is very dry because it gets very little rain. On the facing page, there is a map of the world showing us the different continents. Page 6. If you visited a desert in the Middle East, you might see waves of sand. The wind blows the sand into huge piles called dunes. And the picture on this page has the caption, Desert sands come in many colors. This red sand desert is in Saudi Arabia. Page 7. If you visited a desert in the southwestern United States, you would see that the ground is covered with small stones and sand. There are gigantic rocks that look like huge tables. These rocks are called mesas. And the picture on top of this page has the caption, Mesas are a common sight in Canyonlands National Park in Utah. Page 9, Desert Plants and Animals. Some kinds of plants can live on desert land. Wildflowers, cactuses, trees, and shrubs all grow in deserts in the southwestern United States. These plants have special features that help them get water. Some have very long roots that can reach deep under the ground. Others are able to store water from desert rainstorms. Cactuses are the best known desert plants. All cactuses have sharp spines that protect them from animals. There are many kinds of cactuses. Some are small, some are large. The largest cactus is the giant saguaro. It has tall, thick trunk with branches that look like raised arms. Going back, there are some pictures. The picture on page 8 has the caption, A variety of cactuses and wildflowers grow in the Sonora Desert in Arizona. Then on page 10, the picture has the caption, Some cactuses are small and have brightly colored flowers. And on page 11, there's a picture of a giant saguaro cactus. It has one large root that grows straight down and many smaller roots that fan out to collect rainwater. Now, page 12. Very few plants grow in the deserts of Africa and the Middle East. Date palms grow in places where they can get enough water. And the picture on the top of this page shows date palms that are growing in an area of the Egyptian desert that is close to the Nile River. Many different kinds of animals live in deserts. During the day, you might see insects, snakes, and lizards. At night, you might hear the howl of a coyote or the hoot of an owl. Most deserts are very hot during the summer, so some desert animals spend their days in cool underground burrows. They come out at night to look for food. This is how kangaroo rats, centipedes, scorpions, and rattlesnakes survive. Going back a couple of pages, page 13 has a picture of a western diamondback rattlesnake that's hiding near a cactus in Arizona. On the next page, page 14, there's a picture of a coyote, and coyotes often howl at dusk, especially during the fall and winter. And now on page 15, there's a picture of a giant desert centipede. Page 16. Other desert animals have special features that help them stay cool. Many lizards and insects are light-colored. Their bodies reflect sunlight and heat. Desert foxes and rabbits can keep cool because they lose heat through their long ears. Larger animals, such as mule deer, bobcats, and coyotes, come to the desert to look for food after it rains. The best-known large desert animal is the camel. Camels live in the deserts of Africa and the Middle East. They can go for days without drinking water. They store fat in their humps and use the fat for energy when there is no food. Because a camel can carry people and goods across miles of sand, it is called the ship of the desert. And going back two pages, there is a picture on page 16 of the black-tailed jackrabbit, and it lives in the desert areas of North America. And then on page 18, a picture of a group of nomads, and they ride camels through a desert area in Jordan. Page 19, the world's largest desert. Imagine a desert as big as the United States. That's the size of the Sahara, the world's largest desert. It covers parts of 9 countries in northern Africa. There are mountains in some parts of the Sahara. Other parts are gravel-covered plains, but much of the Sahara is made of sand. The Sahara is very hot during the day, so only a few plants and animals can live there. Some plants sprout after a rainfall and live for only a few weeks. The seeds they produce lie in the ground until the next rainfall. And on these two pages, there are pictures of the Sahara Desert. The first one on page 20 has the caption, "The Sahara is the largest desert in the world. Can you imagine what it would be like to get lost there?" And on the next page, the caption is, "Very few plants can survive the harsh conditions of the Sahara." Page 22. A few very large wild animals live in parts of the Sahara. There are foxes, sheep, a type of antelope called the attix, and a type of gerbil. Snakes and lizards also live in this huge desert. On these two pages, page 22 has the caption, "Fennec foxes can survive in the desert because they lose heat through their big ears." And on page 23, wild sheep live on the northern edge of the Sahara. Next, what is an oasis? An oasis is an area in a desert where there is enough water for plants to grow. When people cross the Sahara, they stop at oases to rest and water their animals. Sometimes the water at an oasis bubbles up from a spring. Sometimes people reach underground water by digging wells. The banks of a desert river can also be an oasis. An oasis can be very small, or it can be very big. A large oasis in Asia, called Merv, is as big as the state of Delaware. On the facing page, there is a picture with the caption, "Oases form in places where water collects." And then on the last page, the facing page, there's a picture and has the caption, "This oasis in Peru is a welcome sight for people traveling across the desert because there is a body of water." Turning to page 26, the world's coldest deserts. The Gobi is the largest dry, cold desert in the world. It is twice as big as the state of Texas. The Gobi is in an Asian country called Mongolia. Some scientists think of Antarctica as a desert. Antarctica is a large continent that surrounds the South Pole. Antarctica is not a dry desert, however. There is plenty of fresh water, but it is almost always frozen as ice or snow. Because there is no liquid fresh water in Antarctica, very few plants or animals can live there. Turning back one page, page 27, there's a picture of a Bactrian camel, and they can survive in the harshest deserts. This camel is in the middle of the Gobi. And turning the page to page 28, the caption reads, "There is no liquid fresh water in Antarctica, so many scientists think of it as a desert." Page 29, farming in the desert. Desert land is dry, but if people water it enough, they can grow crops there. The water may come from a spring or a well in an oasis. It may also come from canals that carry water from rivers. Bringing water from a river to farmland is called irrigation. Sometimes the water fills little ditches beside each row of plants. Sometimes the water is sprayed all over the field with big sprinklers. Irrigation has helped people turn some deserts into farms. The Imperial Valley in California was once a desert. Today, farms there grow crops all year long. Excuse me, all year around. The facing page has two pictures with the following captions. A canal runs through a grove of orange trees in California. That's the picture on the left. And the next, these sunflowers, which are below, would die if the land they grow on was not irrigated. And the caption for page 31, farmers spray water over these bean plants to help them grow. The land they grow on used to be a desert. Now on page 32, mining in the desert. Metals and minerals are often found in desert rocks and soil. Rocks and soil that hold metals or minerals are called ore. People have found gold, silver, lead, copper, and uranium ore in deserts. They have also found oil and gas in deserts. Much of the world's copper comes from mines in Arizona deserts. People set up mines in deserts to dig out the ore. Sometimes towns grow up around the mines. When the ore is all gone, the mines close and people move away from the towns. These empty towns are called ghost towns, and there are many ghost towns in the southwestern United States. Turning back one page, there is a picture on page 33 of a huge copper mine in Arizona. And then turning the page to page 34, the picture has the caption, "Ghost towns are common in the southwestern United States." The buildings shown in this picture are part of Bodie, California. Bodie was abandoned many years ago. Page 36, people of the desert. Long ago, people learned to live in deserts. In Africa and the Middle East, some people built houses around oases. Other people moved from place to place with their animals. They were called shepherds. A group of shepherds called the Bedouins still live in the Sahara. They wear long robes and live in tents. The Bedouins move from place to place looking for water and food for their camels, goats, and sheep. People also learned to travel across deserts many years ago. They used camels to carry cloth, animal skins, and other goods to trade. They traveled across the Sahara in long lines called caravans. Turning back the page to page 37, the picture has the following caption. A group of shepherds had set up a camp in the desert of Saudi Arabia. And then on page 38, a picture of a Bedouin man with his camel. And on page 39, a caravan of camels moves slowly across the Sahara. Next page, sandstorms. Wind on a desert blows sand around. A strong wind can cause a sandstorm. Sometimes there is so much sand in the air that people cannot see. They find it hard to breathe. The picture on this page has the caption, sometimes a strong sandstorm forms a dust devil. A dust devil looks like a whirling pillar of sand moving across the desert. Native Americans learned to live in the deserts in the southwestern United States. They used a type of mud called adobe to build houses called pueblos. The pueblos were stacked on top of one another, so they looked like apartment buildings. Today, millions of people live on desert land. Phoenix and Tucson in Arizona are both built in the southwestern desert. The people who live in these cities know that water is the secret to life in the desert. They get the water they need from canals connected to the Colorado River. Turning back a page, there is a picture of that has the caption, Native Americans built these pueblos in the New Mexican desert. And the picture on page 43 has the caption, the city of Tucson, Arizona was built in the middle of the desert. On page 46, there's a list of important words. Adobe, a type of mud used by Native Americans to build homes in the desert. Cactus, a desert plant with sharp spines that protect it from animals. Dune, a hill of sand. Irrigation, bringing water to farmland by filling little ditches beside each row of plants or by spraying water on the field with big sprinklers. Mesas, rocks that look like huge tables. Oasis, a place in the desert where there is water. Ore, rocks and soils that hold metal or minerals. Pueblos, Native American homes made of adobe. Sandstorm, a storm in the desert caused by strong winds that blow sand around.